It is Women of Influence Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson in the newsroom, being joined on the line now with Holly, who is the owner and operator of the Boss Babes podcast. And Holly, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to chat with us today and be a part of our Women of Influence feature.
Well, thank you so much, Kyle, for having me. I feel very honored to be included among so many other wonderful, empowering women here in the Ottawa Valley. This is so cool.
Well, the pleasure is all mine to be able to speak with you here today, Holly. So I guess my first question is, for people who don't know about your podcast, what details can you tell us about it, and who do you kind of feature on an episode-by-basis?
So our podcast, Ottawa Valley Boss Babe, features entrepreneurs, business owners, co-founders, and business women here in the Ottawa Valley. So just women that are movers and shakers and hustlers that are wanted to break away from the 9-to-5 role for the most part, and they're just building empires and creating revolutions here in the Valley. So they really wanted to break the mold and do something different, because one of the biggest things that we don't learn in school is, you know, one of the career options is not included as an entrepreneur. And so I really wanted to showcase women that are stepping away from the mold and doing something differently.
So what made you decide to kind of want to take on a project like this? Obviously, it's very time consuming, you know, trying to organize interviews and things like that, and then getting all of your episodes posted in a timely fashion.
So one of the things that I like to reiterate is that I'm a full-time career woman. I'm an executive assistant at a nonprofit organization. I do the podcast on the side. I'm also a wife and a mother to a 16-month-old. So my life is very busy, but I'm not the only one that's juggling so much. Like, all these boss babes that I'm interviewing, they are doing so much. They're also having these businesses with employees, and they've got staff, they've got payroll, they've got finances, they've got so much to look after, on top of, you know, running their social media pages and also selling products or providing services to clients. And so during the pandemic, prior to the pandemic, I was attending social and networking events and conferences where I could represent myself both personally and professionally. And because of the pandemic, we were no longer able to have the opportunity to come together at such events. And I really wanted to bring awareness to small businesses that were female owned and to hear their stories of how they became an entrepreneur, explain their story of how they achieved success in the small town, and how the global pandemic affected their business and changes that they had to implement in order to reopen and move forward. And that's the biggest thing that we've been talking about throughout this whole year, is the term pivot and adapt. And there have been just so many changes, in addition to sanitizing and putting in health regulations, that women entrepreneurs and all entrepreneurs and business owners have had to change. And so I just found that so interesting to see what differences that they had to do, and how everybody was jumping in the online space and doing things virtually, and also how our community really gave back and supported our small businesses during this time, because so many businesses we saw had to close. And because of our wonderful community here in the Ottawa Valley, many were able to remain open and are still open today due to the customers that have been able to provide them with that customer service this whole time.
It is Women of Influence Day here on MyFM. Our guest on the line there right now is Holly, who from the Boss Babes podcast. And Holly, kind of talk us through maybe some of your more highlighted interviews. I know you said just off the record that you've had so many over the time that you've started up the podcast, but was there one interview in particular that maybe kind of pulled on the heartstrings a little bit for you?
Yeah, I think one of my favorite ones was with Val Hiska from Hiska's Independent Grocer. And I really loved chatting with her about being a woman business owner, because she's in a very male-dominated industry where most grocery store owners are male-owned. And so one gentleman actually had come up to her and asked to speak to the manager of the store, and she had said, "Oh, that's me." And he was very quite taken back and said, "No, I want to talk to the male, like the man behind the business." And she said, "You know, again, that's me." And I just think that these stories are so interesting. And we also had Shannon Slaughter on the podcast. Her episode is actually dropping on Monday, where we talked about being a full-fledged career woman and how she does it all, balancing in heels. And she just always looks like a rocket 24/7. But then she comes home and she's got three busy boys all running around at home. And so she talks about how she's able to run and be the GM of Hyundai while also, you know, making a name for herself as a career woman, while also giving 150% at home, you know, coaching soccer teams, running her kids around for hockey. So she's able to do it all, and I just think it's so cool and empowering to hear women who are just giving it all and who have been able to manage the pandemic, working from home, working a full-time job, still making sure dinner's on the table. And I feel like men really got a good eye-opener of what women all do and how they manage to do it with, or at least we make it seem like ease at times. So it's just, it's these conversations that it's taken on so much more just running a business or being a career professional and just hearing all the things that they're juggling on a daily basis. Because women are bosses. They are doing so much. And I think a lot of people can learn from them.
Holly, it has been a pleasure to speak with you today. Thank you so much for being part of our Women of Influence feature. And we look forward to hearing all of your future podcasts from the Ottawa Valley Boss Babes. And do you want to give maybe a bit of a plug to your website and where people can catch episodes?
Absolutely. So you can find us anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. So it's at OV Boss Babes Podcast is what we're called. And then you can find us on Instagram at ov.bossbabes or on Facebook at ovbossbabespodcast. I'm usually hanging out on social media, so you can always find me there. Now, we are booked up with guests for the rest of the year, but we have already actually started our wait list for January 2022, so we're excited to release that to our headliners for next year.
Thank you again so much, Holly, and again, appreciate the time, and thank you again for highlighting all the great women in the business community right here in the Ottawa Valley. You and yourself and everybody around you are doing a great job, so keep up the great work, and again, thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much.